Pudding Bag School, A Strong Smell of Magic, by Hilary Mackay, read by Andy Crane. Chapter 1. Class 4B Pudding Bag School. Class 4B Pudding Bag School were taught to recognise the smell of magic by their teacher, Miss Gil Hooley. She thought it was very important. Most of the parents of the children at Pudding Bag School did not quite know what to make of Miss Gil Hooley. She seemed too cheerful for a teacher and too pretty. She was very fond of diamonds, the bigger the better, and she wore them every day by the dozen. Her beetle-shiny bright green Ferrari also caused comments, and so did the way she could whistle through her fingers, and so did her short, tight skirts. On the other hand, said the parents fairly, the children seemed to learn an awful lot from her, and they brought home vast quantities of homework, which was always a good sign. Also, they were all very eager to get to school each day. In fact, since Miss Gil Hooley took over, they never had the early morning stomach aches and sicknesses that had bothered them in the past. The general opinion was that Miss Gil Hooley would be a very good teacher once she had settled down and stopped giving the children ideas. Class 4B liked her just the way she was. "She may be bossy," said Dougal MacDougal, "but at least she's not boring." Dougal MacDougal was 10 years old. He had red hair and lots of ideas of his own, not all of them good. His best friend was Simon Percy. Simon also had ideas, less than Dougal, but usually better. Simon was much quieter than Dougal, but then so was everyone else in Class 4B. There were two classes of 10-year-olds in Pudding Bag School, 4A and 4B.
4B is the brainy one's class, said Dougal MacDougal.
Rubbish, said Miss Gil Hooley, sparkling with diamonds as usual, and, also as usual, putting up with no-nonsense from Dougal MacDougal. Class 4B...